Climate change, the focus of high-level international meetings in the U.S. this week. Heads of state and government meeting at the UN headquarters in New York were to receive some sobering words from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon about the effects of global warming on the planet. Tuesday's one-day summit has been seen as a much-needed injection in the arm to get governments jumping to overcome outstanding obstacles that have prevented official talks on climate change from moving forward. G20 leaders of the world's biggest industrialized and developing nations are scheduled later this week in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to discuss how industrial nations can help poorer countries meet the climate change challenge. Well, Emer McCarthy spoke to Robert Bailey, senior policy advisor to the international aid organization Oxfam, about this week's U.S. summits. She began by asking him why wealthy nations should lend a hand to developing countries.
There are two things that we need to see funding for in developing countries as a result of climate change. The first is for adaptation, for helping the most vulnerable countries, the most vulnerable communities, the most vulnerable households adapt to climate change. And the reason that we need to see this money coming from rich countries to poor countries is that it's because rich countries are the ones that have created climate change through their historic emissions over the last century, through industrialization, through burning fossil fuels. They have created the cumulative emissions in the atmosphere that are causing the current climate change that we're now experiencing. It's also because not only are they the most responsible, but they're also the most capable of helping. Because through the process of industrialization, through the process of creating these emissions, through the process of causing climate change, of course, industrialized countries became rich. So they have an obligation through their responsibility and through their economic capability to help the most vulnerable countries. The other reason that we need to see money going from rich countries to poor countries to tackle climate change is simply because we're not going to avoid catastrophic climate change if we only see emission savings in the rich world. We're also going to need to see significant emissions avoided in emerging economies, particularly economies such as China, India, Brazil, other developing economies. And the only way that these poor countries can afford to make these emission savings is with financial help from rich countries, those that have created the problem of climate change in the first place.
Now, I believe it was over a week ago that Oxfam presented the findings of an EU Commission report before it was published. They were quite shocking to the scientific community and indeed to many aid organizations who have been campaigning for increased funding to tackle the effects of climate change in developing countries, because the funding that the EU Commission suggests to the European member states falls far short of the target that many experts believe is necessary. Would you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, Oxfam has estimated that about $150 billion a year of new and additional public finance is necessary to help poor countries adapt to climate change and move on to low carbon paths of development. And what was proposed in the Commission document was something in the region of about $20 to $50 billion a year. So it falls far, far short of what Oxfam thinks is required and what a lot of other scientists and development agencies would say is required as well. So that would mean two things. First of all, it means there won't be enough money going to developing countries to help them cut their own emissions and so to avoid catastrophic climate change. It also means that there won't be enough money going to developing countries to help them adapt to the climate change, which is not avoided. And of course, that will mean lives lost. It will mean livelihoods lost. It will mean rising sea levels and people unable to cope with them. It will mean disaster for literally millions and millions of poor people's lives.
The warming of the planet and subsequent rise of the oceans spell disaster for millions of people in low-lying coastal areas and islands. Flooding from excessive rainfall is expected to sweep many families' homes away. Drought in other parts of the developing world will mean no food, no water for countless others. Agencies like Oxfam say it's time to take action now before the problem gets worse.
What we need to see coming out of the G20 in Pittsburgh is a commitment from the international community to finance adaptation at a scale that is adequate and commensurate with the task at hand. There needs to be a political commitment from industrialized country leaders to set up a new international adaptation fund, which would raise about $50 billion a year in the first instance and distribute it to the poorest countries to help them adapt to climate change.
Robert Bailey is Senior Policy Advisor for the International Aid Agency, Oxfam.